a collector's item. It's probably worth a bit now.
So obviously you two, you've come in late to the experiment. When you got in there, did you feel hostility or was everyone welcoming, and do you feel like a bit of an outsider?
I think you'll see tonight, I think Drew and I have different kind of responses to what happened. I think Drew was welcomed a little bit more than myself. Guys are just a bit more, easygoing. Mm. Hey, come on in. And for me, I think the only, Kathy was so welcoming, and then Lizzie was as well. But I do get a bit of the cold shoulder.
Did you?
No, I was like, hubby, help me.
But did you feel like you were both being drawn? Because there was so much controversy already going down in the show. Did you feel like people were trying to get you to be on their side early? Did you feel like a lot of people were drawing you guys into their web?
I didn't really feel that. It was really nice to get to meet a heap of interesting people. But I think seeing the dinner party, what went down the week before was pretty wild too. So,
did you see that before you went in? Did they give you a heads up or was it all blind?
We had no idea what was going on. Obviously, tonight things are brought up and, we get filled in a little bit. But, we're just like you guys sitting there at the night time holding our breath going, oh my God, these bloody dinner parties.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch more. And I'm like, you're telling me, Jesus. We've got no idea what's going to be shown.
As we know, it is an experiment, but it's also reality TV. And reality TV loves a good music bed under drama and makes it a lot lengthier than the scenario was. When I'm watching you two sitting down, I think it was at the park, and you're chatting.
Oh,
it made it feel like
me drilling him.
It made it feel like you were there just loitering in a park for 3 hours. Was the reality it was just 5 minutes?
No.
No, it was probably 4 hours.
I tell you what, we had the nicest honeymoon.
I was intrigued by that episode.
Yeah, we had the best honeymoon. Like, got along so well, and then obviously we had to, talk about the roommate thing, and I think Drew and I were so comfortable with each other, and then the whole roommate thing, I didn't understand it, so I think I was drilling him in a sense just to get an idea and pushing him to understand. But normally I'd be a little bit more low key because I was watching last night going, oh my God, Casey, you're busting his balls, what are you doing?
The balls have recovered.
Hey, don't worry, we've all been there, Drew. But are you surprised with what's coming up about your past and stuff? Because I've seen a lot of articles about you, Casey, and what you've been through the last 10 years. And then Drew, of course, I was watching the video clip to Kick Ons last night as I was, doing a bit of research. I mean, that's all just popping up. Are you surprised with how you've, been researched, I suppose?
Yes, there's a big story to everybody, and I don't, I'm just a normal guy. I run a charity and I play music, and, I never knew that I was going on a reality TV show until 6 days before I got married. So,
And same for me, these articles keep resurfacing, resurfacing. I'm desperate for fame. And the funny thing is that if I was so desperate for fame, the people that I've hung out with in LA, I always kept such a low profile. I never name dropped. I worked hard my whole life and I did some great things and, they're saying desperate for fame. I actually turned down Married at First Sight at first because I was like, no way, I don't want to do it. Because when they approached me, I wasn't sure about it. And then I just thought, I've just moved back. What have I got to lose? So people can write what they want, but it is what it is.
Well, we are excited to have you in the experiment. Thank you for being two normal people who are just in there on the search for love.
For now.
Glad to come in and say hello.
Yes.
Come in and say hello one time.
Absolutely. Please come in, stop by, and all the very best for the rest of the series. We may chat to you again down the line, but thanks so much for your time, Casey and Drew.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Bye.